I call this meeting to order. Ms. Williams, would you take the role, please?
Councilmember Eugene Connors.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Shirley Doughty.
Present.
Mayor Ronald Ertley.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Douglas Dunn.
Here.
Councilmember Karina Sullivan.
Here.
Justin Johnson, City Manager. Nina Williams, Deputy City Clerk. Robert Coronado, Sergeant at Arms. Ann Carl, City Attorney.
Thank you very much for the invocation. Let us turn our thoughts to the victims of conflict and war throughout the planet and have a moment of silence. Thank you. Let us stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tonight we have two proclamations, and I will read them. Proclamation Earth Day 2015. Whereas the global community now faces extraordinary challenges such as global health issues, food and water shortages, and economic struggles, and whereas all people, regardless of race, gender, income, or geography, have a moral right to a healthy, sustainable environment with economic growth, and whereas it is understood that the citizens of the global community must step forward and take action to create a green economy to combat the aforementioned global challenges, and whereas a green economy can be achieved on the individual level through educational efforts, public policy, and consumer activism campaigns, and whereas it is necessary to broaden and diversify this global movement to achieve maximum success, and whereas Earth Day is the beginning of a new year for environmental stewardship commitments to implement sustainability efforts, and furthermore, let it be known that the City of Bisbee hereby encourages its residents, businesses, and institutions to use Earth Day to celebrate the Earth and commit to building a sustainable and green economy. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the City of Bisbee hereby pledges this Earth Day, April the 22nd, 2015, to support green economy initiatives in the City of Bisbee and to encourage others to undertake similar actions. Second proclamation is Power Talk 21. It's a kind of a long one. Whereas the City of Bisbee recognizes the importance of parents talking with their teens about alcohol in order to reduce the risks and dangers posed to teens and communities, and whereas high school students who use alcohol or other substances are 5 times more likely to drop out of school or believe good grades are not important, and whereas 27% of middle school students try alcohol before graduating from 8th grade, significantly increasing the risk that they will develop alcohol problems later in life, and whereas teen alcohol use kills 4,700 people each year, more than all other illegal drugs combined, and whereas the majority of kids say their parents are the primary influence when it comes to decisions about drinking alcohol, and whereas Power Talk 21 Day, started by Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD, in 2011, is established on April the 21st, 2015, to encourage parents and caregivers to embrace their important role in influencing America's youth and their decision about drinking alcohol. Whereas in 2015, MAD will kick off 21 days of support of 21, beginning on April the 1st and culminating on Power Talk 21 on April the 21st as part of Power of Parents program to create a sustained and prolonged conversation about underage drinking among middle school and high school students, and whereas to equip parents to talk with their teens about alcohol, MAD Arizona during April 2015 will activate to give parents the tools to effectively talk to their children about alcohol to protect them, and whereas we urge all citizens to join in the local and national efforts to raise awareness of the importance of parents and teens talking together about alcohol to reduce the risks and dangers posed to teens and communities, and now therefore be it resolved that I, Ronald Ertley, Mayor of the City of Bisbee, Arizona, do hereby proclaim Tuesday, April the 21st, to be Power Talk 21 Day. Thank you. Okay, next we are going to go to call to the public. We have one person signed up, Mr. Eric Farner.
Eric Farner, 609 Bisbee Road here in Bisbee. Yeah, I didn't know that the Power Talk 21 thing was today. That kind of just brushed me back on my heels. This wasn't what I was going to talk about. But yeah, my oldest son, you know, was a raging alcoholic and still is. And certainly when some kids go down that path, it can be very destructive. And it certainly was in his case. So yeah, probably have that talk with both of the younger sons tonight. So thank you for bringing that up. What I did want to talk about is just real briefly, as some of you may have heard, you know, there was a action from the state that basically gutted the city of Bisbee's bag ban. And I'm still thinking about the alcohol thing. It's unfortunate that we got to this point. I want to organize my thoughts. The bag ban, there's a quote I read in the paper, was meant to send a message to the state, among other things. And obviously, the state got the message and sent a message in return. And what we have to remember in Bisbee is that even though we're supposedly this island of blue in a sea of red, we are still that island of blue in the sea of the red. We are in Arizona. And there are certain things that we can do that isn't going to get the attention of the state, and certain things that are not, that the state's going to come in and say, you can do this and no further. And I think that happened with the bag ban. The mayor had put forward a proposal to send the contentious issue to a vote of the people, and that was shot down. And it was right after that that you got a strike and replace amendment that pushed this thing through in the state that now says that communities cannot, you know, do their own bag ban, things like bottles, plastic containers, styrofoam, and all that. The state has drawn a line in the sand because it really is a state issue. If the issue is important enough, that it's an issue about the fate of the planet, we're not going to be able to do that just on the city basis, you know, just here in our small little town. It has to be a statewide initiative to make any difference if it is that important. And so I would encourage, first, that for those who think that the bag ban is important, let's do it at the state level. Start by lobbying our state legislators to have a statute on the books that covers every municipality uniformly throughout the state. And if we don't get any reaction from that seems suitable, how about a citizen's initiative to do that? And we might get some traction with it if it's reasonable and well worded. In the interim, I think it would be worthwhile for the city to look at some of the voluntary efforts. Really emphasize that we need to do the recycling. If people are going to continue to use their the reusable cloth bags, let's encourage that. I think people are going to continue to do that. And, you know, we could take a lead in being part of that, that's what a community does. And as progressive as Bisbee is, I don't think that we need a ordinance to make people think that way and comply. So, and the final point I would make is, please let us not waste resources on a fight to get an exemption, you know, from the state statute on the basis that we're grandfathered. I think that's a losing argument, and we have a lot more important issues to focus on: streets, purchases of ambulances, promoting the growth and the hope and the opportunity in this town, making this town the type of place that we want to have families come to and bring their kids and grow our schools, make our schools the type of thing that people from outside of the community want to come and be part of the community. Let's focus on that. Let's put the rest aside. And that's all I have to say.
Mr. Eric Farner, thank you. Item number one, accounts payable. Do we have a motion?
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $251,388.47.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? No discussion. No discussion. We have a motion and a second to approve accounts payable in the amount of $251,388.47. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion passes unanimously. Item number two, approval of the consent agenda, items A and B. I will read those. Approval of the resignation of Don Nolan from the Evergreen Cemetery Committee. B, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of Main Street Commerce to Iron Man for the 14th Annual Copper Classic Car Show on Saturday, May the 16th, 2015, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A and B.
I second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? No discussion. Ms. Williams, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Connors?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Doughty?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Sullivan?
Aye.
Mayor
Irvin. Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number 3, discussion of possible approval of the recommendation from the Bisbee Arts Commission to City Council to fund a grant application from the Bisbee Radio Project, Bisbee Blues Village 2015, for $833 from the Bisbee Arts Commission. Let me refer over to the City Manager, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mayor, and members of the Council. Ms. Allison Williams is here tonight to speak on behalf of the applicants receiving grants this evening. Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor, Council, Mr. Johnson, Ms. Carl, Ms. Williams, Sergeant Coronado. We had $14,900, I believe, requested to the Bisbee Arts Commission in grants. Of the 8 that we received, 7 were viable. 1 didn't meet the requirements. We had designated $5,000 to allocate this funding period. And of the grants received, we chose 6 that we thought were amazing projects and viable. Because of the amounts that they asked for, we decided to split the $5,000 6 ways, $833 each. Some of them had asked for $900 to $1,000. One had asked for quite a large amount more, but we had felt that this funding was what we had would have funded regardless. apologies from Pete Goldlust, who's at his own board meeting, Ryan J. Bruce, who's at the school board meeting, and we do have 3 of the applicants here. 4, sorry. And so we highly recommend that these citizens' funds that were raised for the BAC be used for these projects. They all benefit the community and the citizens of Bisbee. Thank you. If there are any questions, I'll
thank you.
Stand here.
Any questions from the council? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the Bisbee Arts Commission and the City Council to fund a grant application of the Bisbee Radio Project, Bisbee Blues Village 2015, for the amount of $833 from the Bisbee Arts Commission.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Item number 4. Discussion of possible approval of the recommendation from the Bisbee Arts Commission to City Council to fund a grant application from the Bisbee Community Chorus Tucson Symphony Orchestra Concert March 2016 for $833 from the Bisbee Arts Commission Fund. Once again, let me refer over to the City Manager, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mayor. Like the last item, we're just looking for a motion.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
Mayor?
Yes.
On this particular item, 4 of the proposals before you are also were also applicants to the Bisbee Foundation, of which I am the president, and we are doing co-funding, joint funding on 4 of these projects, one of which is the one item 4 before us, which is the Bisbee Community Chorus and bringing the TSO to Bisbee. I believe their total cost in bringing the chorus is $10,000. This is certainly, I think, probably the single biggest cultural event of Bisbee, and it certainly is a plum. I think we've kept basically, it's free to any young person, as well as then tickets that are about a third of what they would be for the same concert in Tucson. The Bisbee Foundation has committed $1,500 to support this in terms of a match to the $833 to the Bisbee Arts Commission.
Well, on behalf of the city, we certainly appreciate the Bisbee Foundation contributing to this. That's very, very nice. Any other comments from the council? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the funding of the grant application for the Bisbee Community Chorus Tucson Symphony Orchestra Concert March 2016 for $833 from the Bisbee Arts Commission Fund.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further thoughts? No further thoughts. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Item number five, discussion of possible approval of the recommendation from the Bisbee Arts Commission to City Council to fund a grant application from Juliet Beaumont Central School Project for El Dia de los Muertos Bisbee 2015 for $833 from the Bisbee Arts Commission. Once again, Mr. Johnson, your name's down below it, so I'll refer to you once again.
Thank you, Mayor. Previous items, I was just looking for a motion.
Mayor, I think this is wonderful that we have a whole meeting dedicated to the Bisbee Arts Commission, because this is really so exciting here. I mean, Juliet here, who's in the audience, kind of proposed this and single-handedly carried it off last year, and it was, again, a fantastic event that really fits the Southwest. She was not an applicant to the Bisbee Foundation, but I certainly want to strongly support what has been done. It was an amazing event. I mean, it's just wonderful that we have this.
Do we have a motion?
I'm looking for the wording. Yes, I move that we approve the funding for the grant application for Juliet Beaumont Central School Project for El Dia de los Muertos Bisbee 2015, $833 from the Bisbee Arts Commission Fund.
Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other thoughts? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Item number six, discussion of possible approval of the recommendation from the Bisbee Arts Commission to City Council to fund a grant application from the Central School Project Bisbee After 5 Plein Air 2015 for $833 from the Bisbee Arts Commission Fund. Mr. Johnson, once again.
Thank you, Mayor. We've seen your motion.
Any questions or comments from the council?
Mayor?
Yes.
Once again, the Bisbee Foundation received this applicant and application, and we have committed $500 in cash prizes. This is an event that I think really epitomizes the Bisbee as an artist community. It's something that the last, I think, year or two has not been done, and is really a premier event. And so we're pleased to likewise cooperatively support this project. So I move the approval of recommendation of the Bisbee Arts Commission to fund a grant application from the Central School Project /Bisbee After 5 Plein Air 2015 for $833 from the Bisbee Arts Commission Fund.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any thoughts? Thoughts? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion passes unanimously. Item number seven. Discussion and possible approval of the recommendation from the Bisbee Arts Commission to City Council to fund a grant application from the Bisbee Obscure Production, HONK, for $833 from the Bisbee Arts Commission Fund. Any discussion or questions from the council?
I have to recuse myself from this vote.
Okay.
I also wish to comment on this. We have committed the Bisbee Foundation $750 in support of this project. Again, I'm a big supporter of the Bisbee Obscure Production. We have one of our actor director here with us this evening. They're doing a production right now, a COSI that was wonderful. And this certainly is a musical. It involves kids. It's something they've done a number of summers. And so it just is, you know, it's a wonderful resource that we have here in terms of promoting Bisbee as an artist community. So I move that we approve recommendation of the Bisbee Arts Commission and to City Council to fund a grant application from Bisbee Obscure Productions, HONK is the name of the musical, for $833 from the Bisbee Arts Commission Fund.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further thoughts or questions? No further thoughts or questions. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Item number eight. Discussion and possible approval of the recommendation from the Bisbee Arts Commission to City Council to fund a grant application from Dana Dorner and Karen Corey -Shadows of Extinction for $833 from the Bisbee Arts Commission Fund. Any questions or comments from the council?
You gonna say something? Once again, I'm not familiar with this mural, but the Bisbee Foundation hopes to fund this in the amount of $500. There's a question that we got to clarify yet, but anyway, that. And again, the two applicants are here with us this evening, and it's a great proposal that's been brought forward to us, and I certainly want to support it. I move that we approve a recommendation of the Bisbee Arts Commission, the City of Bisbee, to fund a grant application from Dana Dorner and Karen Corey, Shadows of Extinction, which is a mural at the Bisbee High School in an amount of $833 from the Bisbee Arts Commission Fund.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further thoughts or questions? No further thoughts or questions. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion passes unanimously. We have now already come to the city manager's report.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. At our next council meeting, I plan to present an option of potentially lease purchasing various pieces of paving equipment. And the purpose for it, I had the staff go over to a company over in Sierra Vista that's actually going out, a paving company in Sierra Vista that's going out of business, to take a look at the pieces of equipment that they have. And the thought and the idea was for us to get a jump start on procuring some of the equipment, which will then allow, if we're able to do some of the work in-house, will allow us to have access to funds, additional funds that are coming from the sales tax increase. So we have a bigger pool of money to pull from that'll go specifically towards material. Right now we contract with the county and we do some asphalt work ourselves, but we may have a very rare opportunity to get a jump start on some on a good bit of the paving work that needs to be done. And so I'll have that for you at our next council meeting, but I do have images and things of that nature if you all want to stop by and take a look at and get an idea of what they have and what will we bring forth. Please feel free to do so. And other than that, that's all I have.
Thank you. We have one person signed up for council comments. That's Council Member Connors.
Thank you, Mayor. And I'm going to reserve the I'm not going to speak this evening, but reserve the right to say something possibly next meeting.
Okay.
Thank you, though. I appreciate the offer.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion passes unanimously. This meeting is adjourned.
Wow, that's a record, huh?